looked kind of misty, and I thought, well, that's strange, because it's not, hasn't been that sort of a day. And then I smelled it, and I thought, no, it's not misty, it's smoky. So I went out, and turned out the people on the other side of the hill had a bonfire going. So at least it was a bonfire, not their house burning. So all is well on this side of the hill. I'm still in this gorgeous, gorgeous place, quarantining until Monday. And I have my head full of, and my heart full of poetry today. So I want to talk a little, just a little about the connection to ongoing cons that we've been hanging out with, and with just kind of things that are going on. So I'll do a tiny bit of first, and then drop us into some meditation, mostly with the Anna Sphere poem. And then I want to talk a little bit about her, about Anna Sphere, and then maybe bring in some more poems. And we'll see how the timing goes. I'd like to have a good amount of time for conversation. So the cons that have been tugging at my sleeve are two that are pretty familiar to most of you, I think. They're really a pair, first of all, of from the Blue Cliff Record, of Yunmen Cloud Gate, who was asked, you know, what's the teaching that lasts a lifetime? And responded, say something in response. Sometimes it's translated differently, but even if it is, even if you say an appropriate response or something like that, you still get the idea. Say something that matters. Say something that's real right here and now. Say something in response. And then the student says, well, what about when it's not my mind and it's not what's in front of me? Which you could hear as a familiar complaint, I think, that's like, well, I've got a response to that, but I can't say it. I can't figure out how to say it. What about when it's not just like clear like that for me to just say it, you know? And Yunmen says, say it upside down, say it backwards. And there's something that to me seems important right now about that, important that we, I think what Cloudgate is saying there is, it's important that we say something, it's important that we respond. And if you don't know how, then do something. Maybe do something that seems silly at first. Maybe do something inappropriate instead of something appropriate. find out what comes out of you. And that then connects us to abiding nowhere. The heart mind comes forth. Can we trust that? Are we willing what's going to come forth. Is that heart mind? What if it's my stuff coming forth? What if the person doesn't get it? What if they don't like me? What if they don't like what I'm going to say? You know, what if I'm not really responding to what they were saying? What if I'm misunderstanding? You know, all of those what ifs, this cloud of what ifs emerges like, you know, gnats by the river. And what if we say something? And so, you know, these being times in which there's some important things that need to be said. And it's so easy to be crippled by our feeling of inability to say it effectively or to say it at all, you know, or our sense of, but will it really matter if I say, maybe it's better somebody else says it, you know, all of those things. So what about just saying, just say it? And of course, say doesn't always mean words either, right? It's a response, it's responding. And so, you know, not to mention the, or yes, mentioning the daily news. What really can I allow even to say to myself, even to really allow, let heart mind come forth? I don't know where any of my responses come from, right? I don't know where the response, what I'm saying to you now comes from. But in a way, you just get on the bicycle and ride, you know. And there's something important about letting that be held in the large space of being, in the large space of aliveness, I think. And that's why I think my own heart turned so much to these poems this today. The other bit of background that I think I've mentioned in some spots is that I'm reading this book about the Harstons, an American family in black and white, which includes a lot of very beautiful history. And and a lot of beauty. And so the say something in response is a sort of a live question for me, not in the sense of I've got to do something. Once again, I've got to do something. How do I do something? It's not so much that is as it is, what is wanting? What is wanting to come through me as I have the experience of meeting this particular story of this particular family? And what's it to really give close and loving attention to this part mine that to come forth rather than immediately starting to question and reject what might come from me? How do we come to trust that a little bit more is maybe the question. So I'm sorry, I'm kind of mushing around in the territory. And it sort of sounds like mush to me, and it's probably landing in your ears too. So let's go into some meditation. And And what I'd like to do is to just begin with the poems that I sent out, because they're so condensed, they're so brief, and they have a whole lot of space in them, to my heart, and yet they include, and in that space they include a lot of the territory of being alive. So what I'd like to do is to bring them in to meditation without us asking ourselves to do anything particular with them, but to invite them and see what it's like to just spend a little bit of time with them right now. This is this is a bell that appeared in the kitchen cabinet at my cottage. I am filled with love as a great tree with the wind, as a sponge with the ocean, as a great life with suffering, as time with death. I'm filled with love as a great tree with the wind, as a sponge with the ocean, as a great life with suffering. As time with death. I am filled with love as a great tree with the wind. As a sponge with the ocean. As a great life with suffering. As time with death.